Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for October 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, A-League Returns. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Mudgee Named Australian Top Tourism Town. Track 7, Australia Day Award Nominations, now open. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Wet Weather Hampering Road Repairs. Track 10, Council Receives Local Government Skill Set Award. Track 11, Grant Funding Delivers Additional Housing Lots. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for October. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for October 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading A-League Returns. The Central Coast Mariners will return to Mudgee this month to take on reigning premiers Western United. Tickets for the Round 4 Isuzu Ute A-League match at Glenwillow are on sale now at www.123tix.com.au. Prices for the game start from $35 for grandstand, $20 for adult general admission, $10 for children over 5 general admission, and $15 for concession general admission. A family ticket will also be available for $50 for 2 adults and 2 children. The Saturday, the 29th of October clash will kick off at 5:15pm with gates open at 4:15. Central Coast Mariners CEO Sean Mielekamp, M-I-E-L-E-K-A-M-P, said the team was excited to return to Mudgee following their win at Glenwillow in March. Our visit earlier this year was extremely well received by both our fans and the local community and continues our long-term commitment with Mudgee and to bringing high-quality football to regional areas. We are excited to continue to grow our fan base in the region and ask that everyone gets out to the match to support us. Council is proud to deliver the event after securing funding through the Australian Government's Regional Sports Events Fund. Central Coast Mariners versus Western United will be held at Glenwillow on Saturday the 29th of October. Tickets at www.123tix.com.au. The numbers: 29th of October, date of the Central Coast Mariners versus Western United. $50, cost of a family ticket for 2 adults and 2 children. $400,000 injected into the local economy as a result of the March A-League game. There is a large illustration showing 2 smiling Mariners fans, perhaps father and daughter, displaying a Mariners banner in front of Glenwillow Stadium, Mudgee. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. I am thrilled to announce Mudgee has been named Australia's top tourism town for the second year in a row. Mudgee will now go into the Hall of Fame as a result of back-to-back wins. I would like to acknowledge the fantastic marketing of Mudgee Region Tourism and the exceptional and high-quality services of our tourism businesses throughout the region. This award is only possible through the efforts of locals and businesses who ensure we're a fantastic place to visit. With the Bureau of Meteorology having declared that La Niña has returned for a third year in a row, we can expect more significant rainfall. As you'll hear in Track 9, this prolonged rainfall is hampering Council's ability to undertake road repairs. Please be patient with Council and staff who are doing their best to undertake repairs in very difficult conditions. Our pools have recently reopened in time for the warmer weather. Head along and enjoy these fantastic community facilities. Don't forget, Mudgee Water Park is also open, offering hours of fun for the kids. Australia Day Award nominations are now open. If you know someone who has made a difference to our community for their volunteer work, sporting achievements, community events, or dedication to the arts, please take a moment to nominate them. Details in Track 7. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, Mudgee claims National Award second year in a row. Mudgee has been named Australia's top tourism town for the second year in a row. The announcement was made last month by the Australian Tourism Industry Council at Parliament House in Canberra, acknowledging the exceptional tourism development of our region and efforts to increase visitation and the visitor economy. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $101.2 million annually. Council recognises this value and works hard to support tourism as a key sector in our economy by delivering and attracting major events and providing infrastructure to support the increasing demand. Council would like to congratulate Mudgee Region Tourism and the region's outstanding tourism operators on their incredible efforts to promote the region as an attractive and thriving regional destination. There is a large photo of Mudgee CBD from above. The clock tower in the centre with heritage buildings and autumn-toned trees, and Mudgee Hills in the background. Track 7, heading, Australia Day Award nominations now open. Nominations for the 2023 Australia Day Awards are now open on Council's website. There are six categories to nominate someone who's made a difference in our community and deserves recognition for their achievements and contribution. Categories include Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, Community Event of the Year, Johnston Memorial Award for Arts and Music, Sports Award, and Volunteer Services Award. Simon Bennett Pictured Centre was named the 2022 Citizen of the Year for 30 years of volunteer work across numerous local organisations, including St Vincent de Paul, Lions, Rotary, Mudgee Disability Support Service, Mudgee Golf Club, Small Farm Field Days, Sculptures in the Garden, and St Mary's Parish Mudgee. Australia Day Awards nominations are now open on Council's website at www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au and close Monday the 22nd of November. A small image shows 2022 Citizen of the Year Simon Bennett, pictured with Mayor Des Kennedy and Australia Day Ambassador Peter Herbert. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Get your rates emailed. Customers can now opt to receive their water and rates notices by email rather than post. Electronic notices save on time and paper and help track and manage bills more effectively. To register to receive your rates and water notices via email, visit Council's website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. You'll need an old rates notice with your unique reference number. St John's Wort Weed Control. Did you know the Midwestern region is home to the Chrysolina, Chrysolina beetle, a biological control for St John's Wort? Beetle larvae feed on winter growth, while the adult beetles can be found in late spring and early summer attacking the spring growth. Each St. John's wort plant can produce up to 33,000 seeds each year, and seeds remain viable for up to 12 years. Snake season, be aware. Spring and summer are a great time to be outdoors. However, the warm weather can bring snakes and other reptiles out of their winter hibernation in search of food, water, and warmth. If you see a snake, remain calm. Do not approach the snake. Walk away slowly and keep a safe distance. Further information on snakes, including snake removal, identification, and first aid advice, are available on Council's website. October Town Hall Cinema. DC League of Super Pets, rated PG, Ticket to Paradise, rated M, and Bullet Trains, rated MA 15+, will hit the big screen this month on the 7th, 8th and 9th of October. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Excellence in Communications. Council received a highly commended for Excellence in Communications at this year's Local Government NSW Awards. The award recognised Council's communications response to the boil water alert in the villages of Charbon and Clandulla last year. The campaign utilised a variety of communication tools, including SMS and door knocking, to contact as many residents as possible. Reading Circle in Gulgong. Join the Gulgong Library's Reading Circle each week for an enticing blend of book group style discussions, writing activities, crafts, history, tech support and more. Free to attend and held each Monday at 11 a.m. during school terms only. All welcome. Register at www.mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Gallery's latest exhibition. Mudgee Arts Precinct's latest exhibition, Nayir Nurumbang, Sacred Country, celebrates the importance of country, featuring a group of First Nations and non-First Nations contemporary artists. Each artist has responded to place, country and story in their creative artworks, addressing cultural, environmental, historical and social values that make up the water cultures of the Goulburn River and the Drip Gorge. Track 9, heading, wet weather hampering road repairs. Prolonged wet weather is hampering Council's best efforts to undertake road repairs throughout the local government area. Council is aware that many unsealed and sealed roads are in need of repairs and maintenance as a result of damage caused by the La Nina weather event. Council is prioritising these repairs and doing what it can as conditions permit. We are experiencing successive periods of wet weather and our roads are really suffering as a result, Director Operations Julian Geddes said. Water is coming out of the ground everywhere and with heavy traffic on many of the roads, there are cases of complete road failures in the middle of the travel lanes. Staff are working really hard to get on top of the problems and I thank them for their continued efforts. I also thank the public for being patient in these difficult times. With the extremely wet ground conditions and more rain forecast over the coming weeks and months, Council is reminding motorists to drive to the conditions of the road. Take caution when crossing any storm water on roadways. Do not attempt to traverse creeks and other crossings that are clearly underwater, and be aware that minor and major road failures as well as potholes may form during periods of high rainfall. If you are travelling through a work site, please follow all speed restrictions to ensure the safety of traffic control staff in these difficult conditions. If you notice a problem with a road, please report it immediately to Council. You can report a problem on Council's website or by contacting Council on 6378 2850. At right is an image of a white vehicle travelling over a wet road, splashing water over the bitumen. Track 10, heading, Council receives Local Government Skillset Award. Council was named the winner of the 2022 Skillset Local Government Award last month. Mayor Des Kennedy and Director Operations Julian Geddes pictured accepted the award that recognises Council's work with trainees and apprentices at the Skillset 40th birthday celebration. Council trainee Samuel Patterson was also named a finalist for the 2022 Skillset Trainee of the Year Award. There is a photo of Mayor Des Kennedy with Director Operations Julian Geddes standing in front of the blue and gold Skillset banner celebrating 40 years and displaying their award. Track 11, Heading. Grant funding delivers additional housing lots. Council has secured $1.4 million in New South Wales Government grant funding to support the release of more housing lots throughout the region. In the short term, the funding will enable Council to design and construct infrastructure to supply 22 new lots at its Sale Yards Lane development pictured. In the long term, the project will deliver water modelling and urban release strategies to accommodate a further potential 2,000 lots zoned for future housing but not yet developed. Our region is growing with more and more people recognising it as a fantastic place to work and live. Council is committed to managing this growth by supporting the provision of diverse and affordable housing options. A photo of a section of road in the Sale Yards Lane estate is shown at right, with temporary construction fencing and newly constructed houses. Track 12, Heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, Heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Council will be offering free microchipping for cats and dogs at the Jenny Blackman Dog Park, Glenwillow, on Saturday the 22nd of October, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. By law, dogs and cats must be microchipped from 12 weeks of age or before being sold, given away or released from the pound and registered from 6 months of age. Council is encouraging pet owners to take advantage of the potential savings and have their cats and dogs microchipped. Bookings are not essential. However, please ensure that all dogs are on a lead and all cats in a cat carrier. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to careers on Council's website. Invest. Council has secured $10,000 for the installation of a cricket wicket at Carl, that's C-A-H-I-L-L, Park, Mudgee. Council will match funding for the install, which will facilitate cricket practice, matches and competitions at Carl Park. The funding was secured through Round 2 of Cricket Australia's Australian Cricket Infrastructure Fund. The project is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Visit. Hold a baby crocodile and help build a human-sized bird's nest at this year's Rylstone Candos Family Fun Day. The free event will be held at Rylstone Showground on Wednesday the 5th of October. Hosted by Council and the Rylstone and Candos Interagency, the day will showcase an exciting range of local services and family-friendly activities for the community. More information on Council's website. Track 14, heading Events Calendar for October 2022. October, Nyiyen Narumbang Sacred Country Exhibition at Mudgee Arts Precinct. Exhibition of 14 artists responding to the Drip Gorge as a place of great significance. Open until the 11th of December. 5th of October, Rylstone Kandos Family Fun Day at Rylstone Showground. Free event showcasing local services and community activities with lots of fun for the whole family. 7th to the 9th of October, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held in the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 8th to the 23rd of October, Sculptures in the Garden at Rosby Wines, exhibiting sculptures in the surrounds of a Mudgee vineyard. Each year, works are acquired as part of Council's public art collection. 19th of October, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee, from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 29th of October, Central Coast Mariners versus Western United at Glen Willow. Round 4, Isuzu Ute Men's A-League. Gates open 4:15, kick-off at 5:15 p.m. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact events organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for October 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.